This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
It's been a while since I've quoted Oswald Chambers in a message. Oswald Chambers, probably the greatest devotional writer that's ever written devotion, daily devotions. He died in his late 30s. He was 38, 39 years of age. He was in Egypt. He was doing mission work in the early 1900s. He had a ruptured appendix. Peritonitis set in and it killed him. I mean, there was no diagnostic stuff available in the early 1900s like there would be today, especially in the country of Egypt. So he died as a young man, and yet probably one of the most powerful books is a book that I challenge you to read at least once before you die. My Utmost for His Highest. That's the title of Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. And you just read a daily devotion, January 1st, January 2nd, etc., and it can change your life. It's that powerful. He writes this: "At times, God will put you through the discipline of darkness to teach you to listen to Him. Songbirds are taught to sing in the dark, and we're put in the shadow of God's hand until we learn to hear Him. Watch where God puts you into darkness, and when you're there, keep your mouth shut." Listen to that again. What a sentence. "Watch where God puts you into darkness, and when you're there, keep your mouth shut. Are you in the dark just now in your circumstances? Then remain quiet. If you open up your mouth in the dark, you will talk in the wrong mood. Darkness is the time to listen. Darkness is the time to listen. Don't talk to other people about it. Don't read books to find out the reason for the darkness, but listen to God and do what He says. If you talk to other people, you cannot hear what God is saying. When you're in the dark, listen, and God will give you a very precious message for someone else when you get into the light." Listen to that again. "When you're in the dark, listen, and God will give you a very precious message for someone else when you get into the light." Some of you are in darkness right now, but let me tell you this. Do you know where it's the darkest? In the belly of a fish. We read the story of Jonah. There are the last 4 weeks. This is the fourth message. A story that more people make fun of than any other story in the Bible. More people make fun of the book of Jonah than any other book of the Bible. And I've heard them. I've had people mock the book to my face. You don't believe that story in the Bible where a guy named Jonah was told to preach to a city named Nineveh, which is in Iraq, and he refused to go, and he gets on a ship in the Mediterranean, and there's a storm, and they throw him overboard, and a fish swallows him, a big fish. It doesn't call it a whale. The Bible uses the term great fish, that God appointed a fish, designated a fish to do this, which is interesting language in itself. He's in the belly of this fish for a period of time, spewed out on the shore, and then finally obeys God and goes to Nineveh. Now, here's what's interesting to me. There'll be people that say, "I can't believe that you believe that," and then turn right around and say, "But they do believe it's possible that the earth was seeded by an alien life force that came from a galaxy far, far away millions of years ago and seeded the oceans of our planet with life. And that's where life came from an alien life force. I believe in that, but don't tell me you believe that a fish could swallow a guy named Jonah." Do you see how our world is? How contradictory we are in our thinking? And yet that what I gave is an example, is a real example. People believe that aliens actually taught, I've read it in books, they brought life to this planet, not God Almighty. The second message, we talked about God intervenes. And that's one reason why you and I are a little nervous if this story is true, because then it means that God does intervene in our lives. He does do things. And the third message last week, when God gets your attention, and believe me, being swallowed by a fish would get your attention.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.